spiritual man? Who is a spiritual man, Sister Taiwo? Who is a spiritual man? Or who is a man that has a spiritual capacity? When we say spiritual capacity, what does that mean, Sister Taiwo? Be very fast. My time is fast, man. Is the one that does what, man? That knows God. That's too big. People in the Catholic Church, they know God. Celeb that attended, oh no, Aladura, they know God. People just claim they know God. What in our own, please, I mean, in our own terms, what does that mean? That the man knows God. But Paul says that I may know him, and what? Is that T? No, let me just complete that one. But Paul says, I may know him. And what? And what again? Be made what? We said last time, sit down, thank you so much. We said, what are we looking at? We say, building up yourself spiritually or spiritual man. Say, what's God's purpose for man? We say, to have what? Fellowship between God and man. And we said, let us make man in our own image. In our own image. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost said, let us make man in our image. So what is the image of God? God is a spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And number two, that man must have dominion, spiritual authority. And to attain that, God breathed into man, and man became a what? A living. Say the word, living. And as he said earlier, as we bore the image of the first Adam, we must bear the image of who? The second and the last Adam. So when you are born again, you will cut off your link with what? First Adam, and automatically we are connected to the what? Last Adam. Who is the last Adam? Who is the last Adam? Who is the last Adam? So when we say we bear his image, what does that mean? We bear his image. Who is helping me, Sister Omo? We bear his image of the last Adam. I bear it. When you look at the mirror, I bear the image. This body is a member of Christ, member of his bone, flesh, and of his blood. That is, I bear his image. What does that mean? You are like him in what? It's fear, you are fear, you're like what? Make it a bit practical. He cannot be sick, I cannot be sick. The life he has, they have come as you may have life. That life is the life of God. So that means you have a divine life, you have the very life of God. I mean, the law of the spirit of life has set you free, because I cannot be pregnant. Is that possible? Can I be? By nature, a man does not, if his tummy is big, it's only beer, water, or food. You cannot do any scan and say, this man is pregnant. Because by nature, he cannot be. You know, some cartoons, I love it. Some cartoons, a man and a woman went to the hospital, and the man has taken beer, that is, so both of them are like this. So, they are one, which one? Try to scan it. But by nature, we have the life of God. So we need to understand that, what does that mean to us? That is a life of God. It's a life of dominion. How does God reign? Let there be, and it. That's the way it reigns. So when you say we are made in his image, how do we reign? He has made us kings and priests. Let there be. Where the word of a king is, there is what? So if you don't say anything, you cannot reign. A quiet Christian is a stupid Christian. God said. What are you saying anymore? What are you saying? And we said there are two things here. We are to reign with words. We are to reign by the anointing. Your words that lacks the power of the anointing will be empty words. A spirit killed is the what? Spirit that gives life. So that word, we are born of the word, we are born of the spirit. So it's the two combined that makes a spiritual man. Oyedepo said, sometimes people don't understand that you must fast and pray. You just say, devil, come out, devil, nothing will happen. Because your word lacks power. There's no spiritual power back in the word. Then you pray, mango to mango to mango to manga to you sleep off. How do we generate power? Anybody? How do you, Chisabuki, how can a Christian generate power? Today I'm asking questions so much. I need to know where I am going. Chisabuki, be very, very fast. How do you? Brother Samuel, help, Chisabuki, be very fast. You stir up the anointing. How do you do that? Eh? You speak in tongues. You stir it up. Is that true, Sabuki? Is that true, Sabuki? You stir up. So how many minutes do you speak? You speak in tongues. You stir it up very well. How many minutes? Okay, tell me your own. How long do you go? You go for an hour. You can go an hour. So if you start not stress the powerful one. An hour. You can go braka bofrolis kotoraska. Yeah, an hour. So when you go an hour, what happens to you? Who's helping me? When you go an hour in speaking in tongues, what happens to you, Larry? Larry, yes. Come. I want to hear you say. You speak, you. Spirit man is alive. It's alive. It comes alive. How do you know it comes alive? What happens that you know it comes alive? How are you feeling? What's happening to you? You know it comes alive. You have clarity where? Yeah. This man goes there. Is he right? When you pray for an hour in the Holy Ghost, what happens to you? You flow. Oh, prophecy. Okay, Sisi, please thank you so much, man. When we hunger after God, because we hunger, that's our nature. We have God's nature. And in a church, if you must hunger, I said, when you hunger, you are saying, God, we want more of your word, demonstration of your power here. It's an unending thing. No matter the level you are sounding, there's a deeper level in God. If you want more, that's an hunger. Why must there be an hunger? There must be a desire. There must be a panting. There must be a longing. There must be something you are pressing into. I say we are believing God for more of his word manifestation here of the Spirit of God. There are two things. One is what? Demonstration of the power. Other is what? Manifestation of the spirit. I did the same thing, Budaka. I did the same thing. If they are not, what's the difference? Yes, sir. If they are the same thing, yes or no. If they are not, what's the difference? Power demonstration and spirit manifestation. More visible, and the other one is less visible. Okay, let us make it this way. When we say power demonstration, what are you looking at? Let me make it very simple. You say, what is power demonstration? Sister, get what are you looking at? Somebody said miracles, healings. What else again? Falling under the anointing. Is that my power manifestation? It's so simple. Look at the gifts of the Spirit of God. Some are power gifts. So just look at the power gifts there. What are the power gifts? Gift of faith. healings and miracles. Those three are the key ones. So when you look at power demonstration, so in an assembly, you're saying, Father, let these three gifts do what? Manifest here. We have got power demonstration. The other one is called spirit manifestation, prophecy, vision. All those other ones, they are spirit manifestation. And then you get a place when God manifests himself in an assembly. People can be smiling, laughing, jumping for an hour, like the one we did. That's what God's spirit manifestation. We are in a meeting in this in camp, and for the nurse, I saw Sister Bumi was laughing small. He tried. She laughed small. But Basil laughed very well. Basil was the star of the... That was the star. Sister Castle tried. She was the initiator of the whole laughter. It was spirit manifestation. I've been in a place where somebody was giving a mic. He was just ministering. The voice went. I cannot even say anything. And he gave a mic to somebody else. They not say anything. Much somebody else. They all tried. They could not say anything. He said, "What for?" His spirit manifestation. Awesome. Somebody was telling him today. They were worshiping God. That's what he was doing in the spirit. Eh? They were worshiping God. He was there live in Nigeria, not in London, US. And the guy fell under the anointing. The guy on the keyboard, and the keyboard continued for the next 6 minutes. Keyboard was continuing. Angels took over. What are you? There must be a panting. There must be a desire. You know why we are not feeling all this place? It's because there is no. In this place, if we come, you don't need to tell. If we come, you know, those days when I was growing up, when you see magician on the roadside, doesn't do any adverts, just be doing magic. What happened? We all be stuffing. You have been stuffing. And some people also be helping you with your pocket. Magician, your pocket also. Somebody said, where is the real thing? Don't condemn any other man if you don't have anything to show us. So then, by believing God to get there, say, neighbor, you can get there. You have his nature. Say, neighbor, you have his nature. Neighbor, you have his nature. Say, let man have dominion. So when he said dominion, there's something he put in and he breathed onto them. Say, don't do anything except you receive the Holy Ghost. Or else you are powerless. The master himself, 30 years, no meaning, no power, nothing. He was son of God for 30 years, no sin, but no demonstration, no manifestation for 30 years. So we are going somewhere tonight. I'll be very fast. Is anybody, are you still with me? So you must steer yourself. Are you hungry for God? How much hunger is he there? Your hunger will determine what to pursue. Your hunger will determine what to follow after. Your hunger will determine what you live as we live your life. Some things just lose taste automatically. They will lose taste. I don't know about you, when I was in school and we have exams, some things we just lose taste. That's not true. The manifestation or the demonstration is for a purpose, to bless people, to fulfill the call and the purpose of God for their life. Do you hear me, somebody? Somebody said, as a minister, if you see a small child on a wheelchair, age 4, age 5, and you are a minister, everyone says you are a Christian, how will you feel if you see a small child on a wheelchair of age 6? You can give an excuse and say, no, I preach, he has no faith. A small child doesn't need any faith. All he needs is your own faith. So if someone out of that wheelchair, that means you are not doing what you should do. That's the truth. Because sometimes we can say, you know, I preach now, they should use their faith. This, what of a small child? Which faith must the fellow have? And for that child to fulfill destiny that God called him to, he must be out of the wheelchair. That child cannot fulfill destiny in the wheelchair. He can do some things, I know, but not as God proposed him to do. Do you agree? Do you agree? It's true now. So that means the church must rise up and take our place. When I say the church, the pastor and you and I, all of us must rise up and take our place. And take, anybody, take your place. Take your place. Anybody, take your place. Take your place. We have used church to become almost a social gathering. You know, you call your club now. No, my uncle died. Let's take Ashwebi. Now in the church, we give Ashwebi. You must come. You must come. You all also come. Okay, also it's my own turn, you know. I follow you to Yebu. You are not going to undo now. You know, all of us must come. Is that not true? Even in my own church, by my father's church, the man is saying, Esin oni kawa mashoro, ah oshoro ilewa o. Ibagbo oni kawa mashoro, ah. The thing has lost power. It has become form. And the Bible says, to those that does what? That have form and what? Some people you must ignore, you must leave. They lack power, they have form. They have form. So today we are saying, what is your spiritual capacity? Anybody, what is your spiritual capacity? So I said, manifestation. Demonstration is to bless people, to fulfill God's call, and to fulfill God's destiny. God has a call for every life here. God has a destiny for every life here. But until we manifest God by demonstration and by what? We cannot fulfill it. Do you agree? So, you say, oh my, okay, I'm going there. Let me just read through. We read last time, 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, what is there? 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, Living Bible. Anybody helping us quickly? 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, Living Bible. People in the computer room or technical room. 1 Timothy 4 verse 8. No. Bodily exercises. But what? Does what? But what? Spiritual what? So, bodily exercise, as a spiritual capacity. If you do press up. I don't know how many of us do press up in the morning. How many of us? Nobody doing press up in the morning. And not plotting your tummy. Just eating food and just, as long as do press up, push. Who can do 10? Can you do 10? Mommy, can you do 10? Press up. What can you do? Nothing. Ah! Can you do? Is that it? Can you do press up? Can you squat? Ah! All right. What are you doing? You don't do no press up, no jumping, no squatting. Then how do you burn energy off? Okay, you track. That's enough house for me. You know, sometimes if this tummy must go down, there's something that you must do for this tummy to come inside. Is that good? We did not say it's not good. Say, profit little. Don't miss a little. I don't want to say some things. I will not say it. But it's good. Say anybody is good, eh? It's good. Thank God for walking. Thank God for swimming also. How many of us can swim here? Swim. We can swim. So you do very well if you can swim now. Also, but now some people it's too late. We're going to start to learn to swim now. Don't try it. Just don't worry yourself. They have good. But see now, to build. You know those, now you are watching Nigerian match, you know those young guys, the way they are scoring goal, the way they are running. Try it, so. Run for 10 minutes, and they just run like this for 10 minutes. So you say, that means they have to really do some things to get to that state. Isn't that not true? I remember after Adeboye tape, I was talking to Adeboye tape, he was a footballer also. Say, when they are training in his own days, in Zuka, their coach will make sure they play football for 3 hours. Regular time is 90 minutes.
you will double their time. One day they told him, "Okay, we are not going to war. If it's football, we want to play." The man, we made them to run, carry lift, carry weight. One day they told him, "Okay, are we going to fight war? It's football at time." No, the man said, "Okay, if you develop your muscle, is it for me or for you?" Say, "Okay, I've helped you to develop. Is it for me or for you?" But so one day they were trying to play one final with one school, and end of 90 minutes, draw. But other team, they are tired. But they used to do double, so they are just starting afresh. Then I just within the next 30 minutes they score 4 goals. Ah, that's the way it happens, huh? So what is your spiritual capacity? They pray in tongues for only 10 minutes. Moscow. Hey, idea of trouble. What is your spiritual? What are you doing? There must be a program for spiritual development. There must be a program. And I believe God that if you listen carefully, you know, we are trying, we must gain speed. We should not be civilian. I believe we should not be civilian. We should not be in clubhouse. Where's the power of God? Where's the anointing? Where's the revival? Where's the healing? If God is alive in us, there must be evidence. There must be signs. There must be. They went everywhere, sir. And God confirmed their words. He said, "Your own word be confirmed." What is their own trick? In the book of Apostles, they do not have this Bible. Do they have Bible? They have only Old Testament. But how come they move so much in power? They pray so much in the Holy Ghost to hear and to react. That's their power. You have the word complete now, no power. They don't have Ephesians, they don't have Philippians, they don't have Book of Acts. They are the Book of Acts. They are the one living the Acts. What is their secret? Why are we not as? Why the stories? Godliness is what? Profitable. Into all things. It's what they call spiritual development. Is anybody, are you still here? Is anybody, are you still here? Okay, so why must we have that? See, to decrease the negative influences of our humanity by increasing our spiritual capacity. You want to decrease. Human beings are limited. Flesh is limited. Spirit is not limited. Is that not true? What a human being can do is limited. What spirit can do is unlimited. Human being cannot pass through this wall to the other room. Spirit can pass through this wall to the other room. You know, about the way it was asked, one day he was preaching somewhere, and he was talking about security. And where he was preaching, there are all big men there with big walls, they're just talking, they're not paying attention. So when he moves to, you know, he moves to area like, you know, wishes can just come to your house without knocking the door, everybody begin to, it's like, bueno. That's the truth, nah? That's the truth. Some people don't mind all this, they can say coming. They can say coming. I remember my cousin, I went for his 50th birthday of recent. He was living in a man's house, and the man had an issue then. He was a young guy, just a young Christian. But the man knew that day, one demon is coming. One chigidi. So the man had volunteered himself. But because my cousin is a born-again Christian, he cannot tell him what to do. So he put his own children under the bed, and he was doing one thing like this on the bed. But my cousin was sleeping on the floor. He used to be alive in God. My cousin was sleeping. When that thing entered, my cousin stood up. Rakatoromo, rakatara, mashandra, makatoromo. Serious one. The man was looking at him now. What's happening here? Right from the sleep, the spirit man came up. He was walking and was vibrating. That thing went back. Okay. Are you alive in God? Those that know their goal, they shall be strong. They will do. They that don't know God shall be exploited.
How much of God do we know? So you when you build your spiritual capacity, you decrease humanity, you decrease human's limitation. See the master, he prayed all night and they were on the water and the Pharaoh was just walking. Somebody said he was not walking, he was actually speeding, like somebody in a speedboat. Because how can they be on they are in a boat and he wanted to overtake them? I think about it. How can somebody want to overtake you? You are in a boat and he wants to overtake you. I'm like, poo. Say what? And we knew he never operated in any godly, ability. He operated as a human being. That's true. Yeah. Empowered by the Holy Ghost. That's true. People don't believe it. They say it's not true. They say it's God. Jesus is God Almighty. Bible say he did not do that. Say he did not. He said he left everything. He operated as a normal human being. All we read about him is what an average human being can do. Say when I was going, say these works shall you do and greater works. Somebody say, let's do the work first. Forget the greater one. Say anybody, are you still here? We will stare tonight and stare yourself. Say, who will stare himself and lay hold on God? Who will stare himself and lay hold on God? Mangale brahakra baskaya. Who will stare himself and lay hold on God and live in the supernatural and break through the human limitation, flesh limitation, excuses of men, and say, I'm born of God, I'm from a poor, it's me, all things, all things. Them all things. Say those that believe all things are what possible. Is that true? Is it in your Bible? So we decrease human what? Limitation. When they say it's not possible, you say what? Well, it is possible. We move from the theory of faith to the what? Practicality of faith. Anybody can talk? We move from the theory of faith. We learn to minister to God in spirit and in truth. And I asked a question last time, what is spiritual capacity? Anybody? We say the total sum of all the components, part of spiritual growth, through which the believer relates with the Godhead and do what? Participates in the kingdom of God. When you say you have a spiritual capacity, total sum of everything in which a believer relates with the Godhead and does what? Participates in God's kingdom. The neighbor, the fellow participates in God. He's a participator in God's kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Where? On earth. As it done where? In heaven. So when this angle is appearing in a place, heaven is assured. Somebody is there to do what? Enforce our will in that place. That the kingdom of this world becomes the kingdom of our God. Where there is sickness, is not God's kingdom. When you are there, sickness must leave. Darkness must leave. You are the one who will do what? Participate and enforce. When he made Adam, he told them, do what, Adam? Do what? Dominate. Subdue. So you now, born in God's image, to do what? Dominate. Subdue. Not to give excuses. But you must have spiritual capacity. You know, this Abuki, your lovely son, Abi. Why is he now? I can see him pushing this chair before. Watch what he's pushing there. Eh? Because of his, is he not a full human being? Why is he putting the chair? Is what? Capacity cannot carry that chair. And you will not expect him to do that. But for Dami here, I expect her to carry. Why? By growth. That means if you must have spiritual capacity, it is by growth. You must grow into it. What are you doing about your spiritual growth? What is the program? It does not happen automatically. I found that. But I've met Christian for 30 years.
cannot even define being born again. They are, but they are confused. Lack of growth, lack of speech, lack of adequate teaching, lack of. It's not their fault. They don't. No passion. No, you know, they don't even know it exists. They're in the wrong place. They are malnourished. They did not give them baby food. They removed the white and only the blue zone they give them. After 30 years, their faith cannot do anything. They are still working their senses. Themselves and somebody who is not born again, almost at the same level of spiritual what? Understanding. They know not. And that what? So they do what? They walk where? In darkness. And what? You are saying now, people that are in the same class, are saying the same thing. People that are not in our class, that look at what are they saying? They know not. Yeah, look at my mouth. It's not in my mouth. It's in the Bible. It's not my. We are quoting scripture. Psalm what? Psalm what? 86. Psalm what we are quoting? They know not, and they understand. So they walk on where? And all the what? Causes of their war is what? Everything. Though they are gods, but they die like men. See, is that your own life description? Though you are gods, but they die like men. For they lack understanding. Say, I have said, ye are gods. Ye are kings. You are made to dominate. You are made to manifest God. With you, all things are possible. But because they know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. Let me read it. They know not. Yeah. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of their life are out of course. Continue. But I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are sons of the Most High. But what? They will die like mere men, despite their gods. And do what? And fall like one of mere men. Though they are what? They are gods. Why? They lack spiritual capacity. They refuse to grow. You know, I'm in a hurry. I'm like, oh, you know, I can teach many things. We can teach, receive blessing, be blessed, food multiply. But no, you get to a place, you are the one multiplying the food. You are the one blessing men. You are the one changing things. You can send the place where you say, Pastor, pray for me, Pastor, lay your hand, Pastor, bloom me, they are good. But you come to a place where you say, no, I'm the one that God has placed here to manifest his kingdom. And I will give myself to spiritual growth. I will have a program that scripture will not be part of my own life. No, I will manifest God. I will not die like me. Amen. Where is that place? Where did she read from? It's 2 verse 6. Even they did not ask. They don't know and not ask. They do not know, they not ask. So when they go home and they don't have a concordance Bible, or their phone cannot do a search. You don't have a good Bible that can do a search. All you have is a King James that is 400 naira King James. At this age, after 10 years of a Christian, no study Bible, no concordance, no nothing. All you just do is to. How can you grow? What is your investment in your spiritual life? You buy Ashwebi, you do bread, you do sister blessing, they do bread, they do. I don't know again what they do. They spend 6 hours and they do it. But the same fellow cannot spend 60 minutes to develop his own spiritual life. They buy Ashwebi, they cannot buy one good book. Even if they buy, they don't read. Even if I say free in the library, they don't come. Nigeria Eagles, they can watch it for 90 minutes and talk for the next 3 hours. Mind you, but how are you developing your spiritual capacity? They know not. And they what? Understand. So they walk on in darkness. Say, the entrance of your world,
gives light and gives understanding to the simple. But if you don't have understanding, you walk on in darkness. And your life is sure you walk in darkness. How many know? I see here somebody. Because somebody. Hallelujah. What are the openness of spiritual? Somebody that is what are the things that we can see in a man's life? We said, time is transparent. Can I continue? Let me be very fast. We say about Joshua 1:8. What is there? Joshua 1:8. Who knows Joshua 1:8? Can I see your hand up if you know Joshua 1:8? Sister Bumi, tell me Joshua 1:8. Sister Bumi, tell me Joshua 1:8. Are you Sister Bumi? When do you change your name to Sister Bumi? I don't know. That's the only one I know here, Sister Bumi. Joshua 1:8. Sister Kogri, Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8. You can see serious matter. This what? Shall not what? But shall do what? That thou mayest. You are not saying it now. You are not saying it. You are just this book of the Lord. You know, choruses, you know. And I don't say when you say read Tenet of Faith, if you do choruses. Hey! If you must eat, will somebody eat with your mouth? It's not a general thing, no. You go to your house, you say, I was the exam. Say, we all fail. I say, what of you? I say, we all fail. No, what of? Did I pay for we all class? Did I pay for you? I say, the bad exam, we all fail. You go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Shall not depart. How much of the word are you saying? How much of the word are you confessing? It's about year of what? Possibility. It's about year of what? Joyful sound. It's my time. You say it. Call it forth. This book of the law. This year we marry. What are you saying with your mouth? What are you saying? Shall not depart out of your mouth. But that I do what? Think on it. Day and night. That may observe to do. Oh, then thou shalt make your way prosper. Who will make your way?
Me.
And thou shalt have what? Colossians 3:16. What is there? Colossians 3:16 is Gertrude. Colossians 3:16. I'm going back to my old days of asking questions. Sister Ngozi. Let the word of Christ do what? Dwell in you. Let the word of Christ, not the word of man, not the man you, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all things. Doing what?
Teaching.
Admonition. Let the word of Christ dwell in you. In the night, the word is there. I will not die but live and showcase God's glory. I embrace life, not death. In my pathway is life. There's no word death in it. Let the word dwell in you richly. I give. I am bounding unto every good work. I'm abounding in good works. Let the word dwell in you. Speak that word only. To your children, speak that word. They are mighty in the land. They will mangala brakatarima. Let the word dwell. What the word is not inside. What will you say outside? Nothing. Story. Let the word dwell in you richly. Teaching, admonishing one another in what? Psalms in our spiritual mangabosa. Not obesity. Ijoshi no. Pa. Ijoshi no. Po. No. In spiritual song. What is spiritual song? Yes. Who is helping me? Is that goes in here? Spiritual song. Spiritual song. Free from the word of God. Spiritual song. This song goes the Lady Foursquare. Spiritual song. Say your own. Evangelist Enya. Spiritual song. This is a T. Spiritual song.
Oh my God, spiritual son. Hymns, go. What are hymns? Hymns, psalms. Ah, They don't know. So, hymns, psalm. What are hymns? What are psalms? Spiritual song. Hymns. Let the word of God dwell richly in you. Doing what? Teaching and what? Admonishing one another in what? Psalms, hymns, spiritual song. So, what are hymns? What are psalms? That's spiritual song. If you don't know what they are, how do you want to admonish each other in that? And I don't know what it is. So, assignment. Who is spiritual? When you are spiritual, that verse will automatically be happening in your life. And then I will explain that. That's a big one. Most people don't have an idea of that verse. They don't know it exists. Before, I don't know it exists. Not the Psalm of David, not the one you sing in the song book. You know, we sing some in song book. That's not the Psalm. That's not this. It's a spiritual song. Any question? No. So what are the assignments you want to give to us? Tell me, Colossians 3:16, what it means when you come next time. But give yourself, what is my plan to develop my spiritual life? What is the program? I have something I can send to your mail. We call it as a spiritual loop that somebody designed. Later we print it out next Sunday, next week, give it to all of us. We gave you Rhapsody, some don't look at it. We gave you Blue Book, you are forgotten where it is. Your Bible, you read it as a, okay, if I don't read, somebody may ask me. But are you growing? Tell me about, are you growing? If your friend that has met you 2 years ago, before you joined this church, when they meet you, can they say you have grown? Can they say they have grown? Anybody here, in the past 1 year, can you say you have grown spiritually? Anyone? Have you grown spiritually in the past 1 year? If your friends meet you and they assess you, can they say you have grown spiritually in the past 1 year? What are the spiritual gifts operating in your life? What is your faith doing? Are you making it to work? All those are the parameters. You meditate on God's word, your prayer, your fasting, it's lovely people. Bible study, worship, all those are the components. And the parameters we assess, your faith work, your confession. When it's up, when you hear bad news, how do you react? All those things are the parameters. When you are, how is your boldness? Are you afraid of things? Are you bold like lion? Are you growing in boldness? All those are the parameters that you can assess and say, I am growing spiritually. Can you pray for an hour without not sleeping off? Are you praying in tongues? Can you interpret your tongue? What are your spiritual gifts and the spiritual fruit? I will pray. Be on your feet, brethren. I don't know what you have asked tonight, but I just want to stir our heart. But as a place you must